to run.
The Extra Mile Podcast, Jeff Galloway, 13.1 edition. The Extra Mile Podcast, Jeff Galloway 13.1 edition, is a podcast for anyone entered in or thinking about entering the inaugural edition of the Jeff Galloway 13.1 Half Marathon on the weekend of December 12th through 14th in Atlanta, Georgia. This podcast will help you learn everything you need to know about training for the event using Jeff Galloway's Run, Walk, Run training method from the race directors and from Jeff himself. Join us as we give you all the tools you need to make this amazing event a running memory you'll never forget.
Hello and welcome to episode 6 of the Extra Mile Podcast, Jeff Galloway 13.1 edition. Whoa, it's December the 4th, 2014. And we're sitting only 10 days away from the event we've been pointing to for quite some time. I think we published the first episode of this podcast edition centering on the Jeff Galloway 13.1 way back in February of this year. So, luckily, I've got 10 fingers and I'm able to do the math. 10 months ago, we started talking about trying to get excited about and certainly learn everything we could about this event. Kind of watch it being planned. And here we are. That having been said, I will tell you that I am just a tad undertrained for this thing. I know. What's the deal? 10 months is not enough time to do the Jeff Galloway half marathon to finish schedule. Sure it is. If memory serves, that schedule that Jeff has published in his training book is more like 15 weeks. But unfortunately, I've had to deal with a few life's little bumps, most of them being little injuries here and there. Weird things. a hip pointer kind of thing, although I've certainly not been tackled by a 400-pound linebacker. I don't know how I get a hip pointer. A calf injury, and once again, I have no clue how that ever hit, but just things along the way that have kept me from some of my long runs. My last long run, about 3 weeks ago, and it was 11 plus. But I'm not really worried, simply because the only goal I have for this race is to have a blast. And I can't imagine anything's going to stop me from doing that. I think 11 miles is probably not a bad distance to make sure you can finish a half marathon, although it's certainly not optimal. But at least it puts me far enough along that I'm not losing sleep, because there's no PR to set, no qualifying time to set, and there's a 7-hour time limit. That's probably one of the reasons why the popularity of the half marathon is growing exponentially. Fulls are still growing, but certainly not at the rate the half is. If I were sitting here 10 days out from a full marathon, as an example, and had only run 20, 21 miles, I think I'd be losing some sleep, to be honest with you. The half is just so much more doable. And that's actually my backhanded way of complimenting all of you who do full marathons these days. So, the past 5 episodes, we have kind of jumped around a bit on different topics, certainly centering on this race. But I've had other interviews in there, and we've asked Jeff general questions about training for a half. Not so this episode. This one, we are laser focused on one weekend. You notice I didn't say one day. This event is a 3-day event, starting on Friday morning at 7 o'clock with a fun run, and packed full of events up to including the half marathon on Sunday morning. So, in this episode, we're going to catch up with Mr. Galloway. And although I do talk to Jeff a little bit about where he's been and where he's going, the main focus, like I said, will be this coming weekend. If you are going to the race this weekend, then some of the details that we go over, and more importantly, some of the details that would be published in the show notes of today's episode, will be very important to you. If you are not going, then it may do nothing more than to make you a little jealous, in which case maybe you'll think long and hard about running the virtual or making some plans a year in advance to get to next year's race. But in any case, like I said, it's chock full of detail about this big event. So, without further ado, let's get to the good stuff. And I would ask you to please make sure you stick around at the end, because I've got a pretty cool announcement that I want to talk about, and you are not going to want to miss. So check it out. We'll chat again at the end of the episode. And I know you're going to enjoy your extra mile.
Okay, here we go. Let's head back over to the Extra Mile Podcast Galloway Edition hotline. And for the last time, at least before our big event, we've got Mr. Galloway on the phone with us. Hi, Jeff. How are you today?
Well, Kevin, I'm great and looking forward to seeing you next week.
Yeah, you and me both. I'll tell you, for some reason, I'm nervous about this, and I have nothing to do with it. How are your nerves these days? How are you feeling about this whole thing?
Well, I have put on about 100, over 100 different events through my 41 years in this whole industry. And I have to tell you that I'm more excited about this event than any. And I never avoid nervousness. I mean, there's so many moving parts in putting on an event that you just have to keep going over the list and keep talking and keep refining and keep finding new things to plug up. And anyway, we're doing that. And the good news is that the folks that are working on this event are really excited about it. They don't look on it as a job, but as an opportunity to be involved with something that's positive, that's changing people's lives. And we also have this worldwide community of runners who have gone into a lot of my methods and just love it, and they want to be a part of it. So we not only have those that are coming in from all areas, including a lot of foreign countries. We got folks from Israel and Italy and other areas, too, overseas. But we have the virtual for those that can't come, and that's an exciting thing. And, you know, we can talk about that later.
Sure, yeah. You know what? You and I published the first episode of the Jeff Galloway 13.1 edition way back in February. And although that sounds a long time ago, the time seems to have gone by in the blink of an eye. How does it feel for you from the time you had the genesis to the time and you really started planning for it to now, just a week ahead of time?
Well, having done so many events, they tend, if you're doing them the right way, they tend to take on a life of their own, and this one did. And when that happens, you're constantly thinking about things. How can we make it better? This is going to be good. We shouldn't be doing this. And focusing and then moving forward every week. So it's like a living organism in your mind and then
sure.
In practicality. So it really does go by quickly when you're so involved.
So listen, before we get into some nitty-gritty of the weekend coming up, can we catch up just for a few minutes? I've just got a couple of things I want to ask you about, and as we typically play Where in the World is Jeff Galloway, I wanted to start that way. Well, first of all, before I do, how was your Thanksgiving? Did you have family in town, and did you run anything, any races, any turkey trots?
Well, we did not have family in town this year. Our two sons have lived in other areas. Our older son, Brennan, has come back, and he is doing our social media now. But he and his wife made an agreement that Thanksgiving would be for her family. And so they go up to Minnesota, and they were shivering in the cold up there, loving it, family time. Younger son, Weston, who works for ASICS, had a conference to go to, and it was pretty convenient for him to route through where we were. And we decided, because other family members wanted to go down to the beach. So
oh, nice.
We were at our beach retreat, running on pine straw trails, and the temperatures in the 60s. It was just a wonderful weekend, and thank you. And I hope you and your family had a good Thanksgiving.
We had a great one, thank you. Not on the pine needle trails in the sun, but it was nice altogether. So listen, since last we spoke, there were a couple events I wanted to catch up with you on. You did the Disney Wine and Dine a few weeks ago. Tell us about that.
Yes, I have done all of those, so I'm a perfect winer and diner, I guess, is the way you put that. And actually, I am pretty good at both of those, so that qualifies me pretty well. But I love that event. It of all the Disney events, it's my favorite, and it's probably, you know, it's hard to say which is my favorite event. I mean, they're different. But this really is a wonderful event, and it's right at the top of my list. The running through the darkness and the way that Disney lights up things, oh, my gosh, they outdo themselves every year. And then there's the nice party afterwards. Well, we postponed our party afterwards. The one downside, for the first time in the history of Disney races, it rained the whole way through. The probability is that's not going to happen. And in fact, I've only had four races out of about 1,000 races that I've run in that have rained all the way through. It's just not likely, but it happened. And it just rained and rained. It wasn't that bad during the event, but as soon as we finished, it was being damp and soaked. We started chilling out, so we did not go to the party. We delayed until the next day, and that's the beauty of this event. They have these same booths all the way around the lake, and Disney gives you a voucher, a money voucher, that you can spend, and you don't have to spend it that night. You can spend it the next day if you want. And we did. we went around the lake, Epcot Lake, and we sampled a bunch of different things and just had fun. Because the next day it was just a beautiful day. So that was really a neat event. It was the best edition ever that they've had. They added a few new little tweaks to the booths and the food offerings and so forth. So anyway, it was just a really neat time.
So you went from the, and then right after that race, shortly after that, a week later, you went from the right coast to the left coast over to Disneyland and ran the Avengers Superhero Half Marathon. And I had not heard of that one before. Tell us about that one.
It is brand new. You were right on target in identifying it as a new event.
Yeah.
The Disney Corporation, ABC/ABC, owns the right to these comic book heroes, and so they wanted to do a race to commemorate this. And it was a slightly different race because a lot of the people who ran it were more novices because they came at it due to the fact that they loved and were fans of these superheroes.
Right.
I have never seen so many people in costumes. I would guess that 75% of the people in the race had costumes, all types of superheroes. I mean, it just was really, really something. The other interesting fact, though, weather-wise, was that there was a fierce headwind for most of the race. And it really wasn't awful because you every few hundred yards you would get a break with a building or something. But there was one stretch right along a canal that is normally a really neat stretch that leads to Anaheim Stadium. Where the wind was just whipping right on through, and I saw several of the layers of cups at the water stops being just blown up and blown on people, and didn't see anybody hurt. It's just that, you know, that's the gust of wind that was there. Again, very improbable that you're ever going to have that. The only other place that I've seen that type of wind is Big Sur Marathon, where, you know, that's just, one of the things that you usually have to put up with for some stretch on the course, But it was really neat. But the really neat thing about the wind was the last 3.5 miles or so were a tailwind.
Oh,
so
nice.
There were actually, the temperatures were really good, and I've heard from probably 24 anyway, it's between 12.5 and 24 people who set PRs on that day. Yeah.
Nice. Well, you've also got something coming up this weekend. You and I are speaking on Wednesday, the 3rd of December, but you've got something this weekend, speaking of some more sun and nice trails. Where are you going this weekend?
Yeah, our beach retreats down in Blue Mountain Beach, Florida, are really a favorite pastime of mine because these are designed for more individual consultations and things. I can really go over just about every single problem or things that people want to learn about individually at these retreats. Plus, we have a network of a couple hundred miles, at least, of pine straw trails through the forest and the beautiful white sand beach. We were down there last weekend for Thanksgiving, and it was turquoise blue water and perfect white sand. And several days, it was almost like a lake. You look out there, and you're thinking, this is too ideal. What's going on here?
You could probably run till you were older than 100 if you did nothing but those nice, soft paths down there, huh?
That is so true. I mean, I have always had some little tweaks and aches and things at the start of almost every run that I have ever run for 57 years. And I still, to this day, have that. And being older than 60, I have a longer warm-up time. That's the one major thing I've noticed about getting older. And so what I've discovered, though, is that as soon as I get on the trail, even if it's very early in the run, the warm-up issues just go away. It's really interesting. I think a lot of that's psychological because you're just so engaged in the trail.
Yeah,
and
right.
Seeing wildlife and all types of different trees and things along the trail. And the weather down there this time of year is just ideal. I mean, you may in the morning get into high 40s or mid 50s, and then it goes up to 60 to 68, and
it is.
It really is. It's Goldilocks weather. Not too hot, not too cold. It's just right. But the retreats are really nice. We do those several times a year, and I hope that we can do one of our extra mile additions down there sometime.
That would be wonderful. Yeah.
See what type of interest
that.
There is
yeah.
in that.
Well, listen. Let's jump ahead to next weekend now, and. I thought the best way to approach this, because there is so much to talk about for just those 3 days, and I know we're not going to do it justice, nor do I really want to dig in and talk about every minute of that weekend. But I do want to hit upon some of the high points that the listeners want to make sure that they're aware of. So I thought the easiest way would be just to take the calendar and start on Friday, and let's hit upon some of those items, if you don't mind. Let's start on Friday, December the 12th, early in the morning, 7 a.m. There's a pre-race fun run and social event that morning. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, this is a meetup, and Bill Rogers will be there, and myself, and several others. Barb will be there, too. This is a chance for those who have come in a little early to have a little more meet-up time with us, chance to chat, just to run together, and we're going to run on part of the course. You'll get to preview a little bit of the course. So that's just going to be fun.
Nice. And you're going to meet at one of the Fitbit stores, right, for that?
That's right, and there will be some specials that weekend at my Fitbit stores, but the best special is that you really do get special attention in the fitting process and have your questions about shoes and how feet relate to shoes answered by people that have fitted tens of thousands of feet.
Nice. Which Fitbit store is this meetup?
It's Ansley Mall, and
good.
The Ansley Mall location is where we will meet for Barb's 3.1 the next morning.
Perfect. Okay, so then that's at 7, bright and early, 7 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and then on that same Friday at 11 o'clock, beginning at 11 o'clock, running through 7 o'clock, is the Jeff Galloway 13.1 Expo and Fitness Festival. Where's that located this year?
That is located on the MARTA line in downtown Atlanta at 200 Peachtree Street. It is actually the old Macy's building when Macy's had a downtown store in Atlanta. And it is very convenient to MARTA, and that's what we recommend people doing for our race, because you can take our rapid rail system, you can park wherever's convenient for you to park. There are a number of parking areas, and MARTA gives free parking at most of them for 24 hours, so you don't have to pay for parking. And then you can take the MARTA very close to where the expo is. If you want to drive, you can drive up in a parking garage, and you can find that on our website, and you can actually walk from the parking garage right into the expo. Those who are staying in the Westin Hotel, the Peachtree Plaza Westin Hotel, can also walk straight into the expo, because it is connected to the Westin Hotel.
great. And for those of you who are interested in the MARTA, as Jeff said, that's without a doubt your best option. You're just going to look for the Peachtree Center station exit on that MARTA. MARTA is a wonderful rail system. I've been on it many times, and it's easy, it's clean, it's friendly, it's safe. It's the option. Leave your car at home. Bring everything else, but leave your car at home, I say.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about parking or pay parking fees or whatever.
Yeah. So a little bit about the expo and the fitness festival. Like I said, it's open from 11 o'clock in the morning to 7 p.m. on that Friday. You're going to have some really great speakers throughout the day. Can you tell us, besides some guy named Jeff Galloway, who are some other speakers we're going to have for that day?
Well, we're going to have Bill Rogers, who has won the Boston and New York Marathon four times, is a very good friend of mine, going back to college days. Bart Yazzo from Runner's World will be there. Bart has all types of stories, and he'll be telling them. And because this is not going to be a huge expo, it's not like one of the bigger races around, you can go up and talk to them. You can ask them things. It's really going to be a really personable expo as opposed to so many of the bigger ones. Chris Gillespie is going to be there. Chris is in the Physical Trainers Hall of Fame and knows everything there is to know about physical training, how to repair injuries, how to keep people running without making it worse. Anyway, and he also heads up Team 413, just a great group. Tremendous network of people around the world. So he will be there. We've got a range of other folks coming, and one of the clinics is going to be devoted to inspirational stories. That will actually be on Saturday. I will be the MC for that, but we'll have a blind runner who will tell her story. We have a runner who has run through cancer and is just doing some amazing things. And there probably will be a variety of others. But it's an upbeat time, the whole expo experience, a chance for people to hear some engaging thoughts, to come away each day feeling, gosh, I feel better than I did when I came here. And we have a number of booths from events and from various products. One of them we're going to do a demo on. It's a new product that is called the Body Buffer. It's a massage tool, and it both vibrates and it moves around. And I have not found any tool that works as well to warm up a muscle before or to help work out some junk or to help the muscle recover afterwards. It's really like having your own massage therapist that you can take with you. But it's a great product, and people can actually demo it. They can try it out and see what it feels like.
On a side note, you mentioned about Bill Rogers being there. If this is a personal experience here, if you can get to a bookstore in time, I recommend getting a copy of Bill's book, Marathon Man, and you will... First of all, it's an easy read. You just won't want to put this book down, but you'll learn so much about not just Bill, but you'll learn quite a bit about Mr. Galloway as well. He's featured in that book quite a bit, and it'll give you a great insight before you actually get to meet the guy. I had a close friend send me that book a few months ago, and I read it over a series of just a few days because I couldn't put the thing down. And so I'm looking forward to meeting Mr. Rogers in person.
And actually, you don't even have to go around and find it because he will bring some books with him.
Oh.
And so he'll have them there, and he'll autograph them for you, and you can have your picture taken with him. And so this is going to be a big picture-taking opportunity, too.
Oh, yeah.
Again, you're not going to see the long lines that you see at other events, so it's really going to be a special time.
So head over to the show notes for today's episode. I'm also going to put in a flyer that will detail the entire weekend schedule. And, you know, Jeff touched upon some of the highlights, but this one goes into pretty much detail of the exact times of all these great things that Jeff's spoken about. So, also, obviously, race day or race packet pickup, at the expo all day long too.
That's right.
An important one. This brings us to Saturday on the 13th, bright and early, 8 o'clock in the morning is Barb's 5K. And listen, before we talk any more about that race, I wanted to get a teeny bit personal here, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
It's obvious to me over the years, getting to know you quite well, that Barbara's way more than just your wife, and I shouldn't say just your wife. That's a big one, but she's also your training partner, your race and travel partner. Tell me, as someone who's met his wife through this great sport, how'd you two meet?
Well, she is my best friend and always has been, and we're so lucky we found one another back in an age, 1974, when, first of all, very few people ran, and certainly very few women ran. I mean, there were almost no women that ran back in 74.
Yeah.
And how we met was that I had just opened my Fidipity store, and I needed business. I mean, you know, we weren't turning over much business, and so I went out to a lot of different places and would display the shoes, talk about the shoes, explain the fitting process that we had, which is still quite unique. And I was when I went to work out to do my speed workout, because I was still training for the Olympics, I would put some shoes that were maybe a little more flashy on a blanket in the middle of the track, and then I'd do my workout. But if anybody came over and started looking at the shoes, I would stop my workout, and I would, you know, try to get them to come over and give the fitting process a good try. And so Barb did that. She was on the women's track team at Florida State University. So I went over there, and we started talking. And at first we were talking shoes, and then we talked about running and how running changed our lives. And we talked about life, and I suddenly realized that this was a very special person and shared a whole lot of things that I did, and that never went away. We just moved from one part of the relationship to the next.
So you sold her a lot more than the pair of shoes that day, then?
I did, and she started.
She bought them, one of the two.
Well, yeah, that's and both are true.
Tell me a little bit about her 5K. What's the course like?
It is mostly downhill. Basically, we will meet at our Fidipity store and walk up the road. It's a walk or a run. It's about a half a mile up to the start. But the beauty is you walk uphill, which means you get to run downhill. And most of the course is downhill. It has a few uphill places in it, but they are a distinct minority, and goes through some beautiful sections of Ansley Park and Sherwood Forest, and comes out on Piedmont for the last 200-300 downhill yards.
Ooh,
into
nice.
Ansley Mall, and finishes right there near our store. And then we have, in case it's cool that morning, we have the store. People can come in and gather and get some refreshments, and it's just going to be a really good morning. It's a great T-shirt. We just got the T-shirts, and they really got rave reviews, too. They're long sleeve, and they don't have any sponsors on the back.
Oh, that's big. You're not running with a bulletin board. That's great.
That's right.
Oh, that's big, Jeff. I will put a link in the show notes for today's episode to the race route as well, for those of you who, especially for those of you in the area, it'll make a lot more sense too. Great. And then on that Saturday, of course, the expo and fitness festival continues. That is from 10 a.m. in the morning to 5 p.m. That day. And check the schedule out on the show notes, because that's when that's where you'll find out exactly what time Bart's going to speak and Bill is going to speak. There is something not to be missed at 1 o'clock, I wanted to mention, on that Saturday, which is a roundtable with you and Bill and Bart and Chris and Bennett. That one sounds not to be missed.
A lot of good stories. A lot of good stories.
Some of them you can't tell, I'll bet, right?
Well, I'm not going to tell them now.
College days.
Exactly.
I know. 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, you're having a costume contest judging. Tell me about that.
Yes. Yeah, we had a number of people who really wanted to get into some type of a holiday theme costume. So we started bouncing it around, and a number of people said, "I'm in there. I'm going to do this." And so we don't know how many costumes we're going to get, but we're going to give some prize money for the leading costumes.
Nice.
One of our judges is a person who is a good, close personal friend of mine and is a musician and a veterinarian. His name is Elmo Shropshire, and Elmo has a hit song. It's called Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
We all know that song, don't we?
He is just a fun person, and he will be there to be the judge. And he's also quite a good age group track runner. He has a number of national placings in the top three, and just loves running.
Nice. Very good. And I did want to mention that that evening on Saturday, there's also a pasta dinner and a VIP table event that's going to have Mr. Rogers and Jeff. And I will put, and there's still room for that as well, so I will put
yes.
a link in the show notes on exactly where to go to register for the pasta event on Saturday night. And that's
yes.
at 7:30, from 7:30 to 9:30 in the Midtown area of Atlanta.
Yeah, and that'll be a fun evening. There'll be a few light short stories and just some good camaraderie there. It's a nice place. And anyway, it's really going to be a good evening.
So that brings us to Sunday morning. I think we all know what's going to happen Sunday morning, beginning at 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday.
One more thing on Saturday,
yeah,
and that is
sure.
I've got a running school that will take place starting at 9 a.m., starting at 9 and going through noon. And it will give soup to nuts about the whole method and how you can put these pieces of the puzzle together and understand things all at once. I've had a number of people that have been in our training programs for 3 or 4 years. They've read 8 or 10 books, and they said, "I really didn't get the whole comprehensive view of the method until I went to the running school. In 3 hours, I really shortcut a lot of problems that I had been having." So anyway, it's a good
very
one.
Good.
But then fast forward to Sunday morning, the venue start is right outside the Midtown MARTA station. And this is significant because you can take MARTA and you never have to cross a city street. You actually can exit at the north end of the Midtown station, and you're going to be right in the staging area for the start. So it's going to start in at a higher elevation than it finishes, so there's a good downhill push overall to this course, especially at the start. There'll be some music there, nice, comfortable gathering. Interestingly enough, it starts right behind the Federal Reserve Bank building. So it is a landmark in the city that you can Google and see where it is.
Perfect. I did want to mention for the listeners a very important item about that race day, that online registration for the race ends on December the 8th at midnight. So,
yes.
And there is no race day registration. So, if you
yes.
miss the December 8th date, you've got those. You can still do it at the Race Expo. So, make sure that you register at the Race Expo. And please don't show up that morning and want to register for the race. That won't be possible. So, get
that's right.
Day.
And you can just come down to the expo and register there. And then, whenever you want to talk about the virtual, we can also talk about that.
Let's do it now.
Good.
Some of us are not going to be able to get to Atlanta next weekend.
Well, I've seen a survey on that was done by race organizations, and what they found is that it was only one out of eight people who saw a race and said, "I really want to go to that race," that could actually go there because of family, career, you know, all the things. So right when we announced Jeff Galloway 13.1 and the Barb 3.1, we started to receive immediately a steady stream of people that said, you know, I want to be a part of this, and I'd like to be ongoing as a heritage person involved with it. And have you heard about doing a virtual? And so I said, well, I think I know what you're talking about. And the virtual is done by a few races around the country. What it is if you can't go to a given race, you can run another race of that same distance, or you can actually run a training run that is the accurate distance. You send in the results of the race or the routing of your training run with the service that you use to measure it, and we will send you the medal and the T-shirt. All those who register for the virtual will get the same medal, the same T-shirt, and they will be registered as an original charter member status so that ongoing years they will be a perfect person. And a lot of people miss out on an inaugural, and they really wish that they could. And so this is a way that you can.
The first thing that strikes me, Jeff, is this sounds like it'd be a perfect Christmas gift for somebody, because I don't have to run this virtual race next weekend, right?
Right, exactly. You've got until March the 1st.
Yeah, so stick it under somebody's Christmas tree, somebody's stocking, and now they've got a couple months to train for this thing and do it. That sounds perfect.
Yeah, we have a lot of folks that are doing just that, too. It has gotten a lot of folks off the couch.
Oh, I bet. Very good. So back to the race. You mentioned the start, which was at 8 o'clock. But there's something pretty special that you are involved in at the finish line of this race.
Yes.
What are you going to be doing at the finish line?
This is something that I have not heard done before, but several people ask for me to do this, so I realized there was some interest in it, and this has also gotten rave reviews. I'm going to be just past the finish line. And so after you get your medal, bring it over to me. I will present your medal to you, and we will have free photographs of you getting your medal from myself, if you want
nice.
To.
Nice.
And it has a really beautiful backdrop of the skyline of Midtown Atlanta behind. So it's really going to be a neat thing, a real keepsake.
Don't you promise me you're not going anywhere until I get there, all right, at the finish line?
I promise, Kevin, I would not miss it. I'm going to be there for 4.5 hours.
Nice.
I will be there, and I'm looking forward to it.
Wow. Yeah, I'm starting to get the shivers here. I can't wait for this race. I'm more excited about this one than I've been for just about any race I can think of. And before I let you go, I got to ask you this favor. I have been getting emails, Facebook postings. I've even gotten text messages from listeners who are wondering if there's anything special we can do for the Extra Mile podcast listeners with in the way of a meetup. Got some free time over the weekend we can get together just as a cozy little group?
Absolutely. As you know, Kevin, I do have a bunch of things going on, but
yes.
My staff has and I have already talked about it. I mean, you guys are at the top of my list to have a meetup, so let's do it.
Perfect. I will. I'll get those details and put them at the end of today's episode. And I appreciate you talking to us today, Jeff. And do me a favor, you know, I'll be down there on Friday. You promise me you're not going to do anything fun until I show up, okay?
I promise. We'll hold the fun off. We may smile a little bit, but we're not going to do anything fun, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks very much for your time today, Jeff. Did I miss anything that was that we want to make sure the listeners get before they get into town?
No. The major thing is that this is going to be a fun weekend of people coming together from all different places, sharing the love of running and what it has done for them. The personal empowerment stories, all of this good feelings that you get, maybe magnified by a few times our weekend. And if you can't do it this year, you can still be a Heritage Original by just doing the virtual. So it's just going to be an ongoing event that we will build and make even better as the years go by, but it's going to be fun this weekend. So anybody who can come, we want to see you.
Perfect. Appreciate your time today, Jeff, and until next week, thanks again, and have a safe week.
Super. I'll see you on Friday.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Jeff. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
For our last number, I'd like to ask your help. For the people in the cheaper seats, clap your hands. And the rest of you, if you just rattle your jewelry.
There you go, episode 6 of the Extra Mile Podcast, Jeff Galloway, 13.1 edition. Am I wrong? Are you either excited or jealous? So before I go on, I would be remiss if I didn't say thank you to 12 special people. And although I'm not going to point them out individually by name, I do want to point out that when Jeff and I started this endeavor way back in February, we put a link up on the webpage, and I've published it a few times on our Facebook page as well as during other episodes. We shared a fundraising link, and we put together a podcast goal of raising $200 from our listeners. And just this morning, I was notified via email that we received enough to go over that goal. We're sitting at $205, thanks to the generous support of 12 fellow extra milers. So, God love you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. This money goes to some great causes, and it's coming from some great people. So thanks for that. So, here's the deal. You heard Jeff and I, at the end of our conversation, talk about a podcast meetup. Let me tell you a few of the details here, okay? The expo is in a venue that is attached to a Westin hotel there in Atlanta. So, what Jeff has been kind enough to do is to actually rent a hospitality suite in the Westin. In that Westin that's right attached to the expo. And from 2 o'clock to almost 3:30 on Saturday, December the 13th, Jeff is going to leave the expo and head to that hospitality room where he will meet and greet some lucky extra podcast listeners. So, here's what I need from you all. There obviously is only a limited amount of space, and we're going to have to limit it to between 20 and 25 people. If you are entered in the Jeff Galloway 13.1, you're obviously a listener to the Extra Mile podcast, right? I need to know if you'd like to be part of that. The only way I can think to fairly do it is to do it on a first-come, first-served basis. And those of you who perhaps are going to be there and won't get in, I can only apologize, but hopefully you understand there's only so much room. So here's the deal. I need you to send me an email at the podcast, thegalawayextramile@gmail.com, and tell me you're going to be there. I need your name, a cell number, and I'll get to that in a minute, and I'll have your email address, obviously. Now, that's what I need. I will send an email out to the 25 people who are included sometime before the big event. The reason why I'm asking for your cell number is because I'll also send out a text message to a group just to make sure if y'all aren't able to access your email, so that I have enough time to put this together. I'm asking for those names to be sent to me sometime before next Thursday. What is next Thursday? Today's the 4th, so I guess that puts us at the 11th. December the 11th. Make sense? In addition, anyone who's down there for this race who and either doesn't get in or perhaps doesn't have the time or will be busy, please make sure that you all stick around. Keep an eye on the Facebook page. I will be updating that with where we are currently. If there's any other meetups just for listeners, any other events we throw together. We're also planning at the end of the race. Jeff mentioned that he would be kind enough to be standing around and putting on medals for finishers. Somewhere right around that area, we're all planning on meeting after the race and chatting it up a bit. So that's on your to-do list. Here we go. If you're going to be around Saturday, the 13th of December, from 2 to 3:30, and would like to be included in the meetup, you need to send me an email. Also, if you do not already subscribe to the Facebook page, you need to get over there and like us there and keep an eye on those postings. And thirdly, look for us somewhere at the end of the race, very close to where Jeff will be taking photographs and putting medals on. And for gosh sakes, if you make it to that meet and greet, bring your cameras or your cell phones or whatever, because there'll be lots of picture taken at that. Good enough? If anything comes up between now and then, I'll reach out via the Facebook page. That seems to be the best way. And like I said, send me your emails and I'll reply so that you all know for sure who got in and where the hospitality suite is located. That's all I got. You guys take care. Don't forget, start that taper very soon. And I can't wait to meet every one of you. Y'all take care. Until next Sunday, y'all enjoy your extra mile. Oh,
joining us on this edition of the Extra Mile Podcast, Jeff Galloway 13.1 edition. Please visit our website at www.thegalloway-extramile.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show, questions for Jeff, or any of our virtual table of experts at thegalloway-extramile@gmail.com. If you would like to call us with your comments and questions, please call our listener comment line at 206-339-8741.
Time to run.